A classic example of this idea of vocabulary and how it affects our thinking is the Inuit tribes, and they have many, sometimes quoted as being up to 47, they have many different words for snow, whilst other languages have many fewer. And this has often been used as evidence that language can determine or influence thought. However, it's clear that speakers of other languages can distinguish between many different types of snow as well. And snow enthusiasts can acquire more sophisticated vocabulary in any language. And because we don't have the words to encode them in English, we'd have to use some kind of a modification, some kind of adjectives to describe the snow. Wet snow, fine-grained snow, dry, light snow, and such, instead of having a distinct word for them.